and welcome to Finley's My Little Pony Podcast. Well, I'm welcoming you as Finley, and this is my dad.
Hi, Finley.
Hello. It is episode 36 of the podcast, and it's season 2, episode 8 of My Little Pony.
That's right. You beat me to it. That's the episode you're going to be talking about today, right?
Yup.
So before we get into your description of today's episode, thought I'd chat with you really quickly about the movie that's still a long way away. So I just looked it up. The My Little Pony movie.
It's coming out next year.
Next year. It's October 6th of 2017. So it's over a year yet.
Man, I'm going to be old.
I know in previous podcasts you've talked about what you'd like to see in that movie, but I've got a different question for you today. So using the podcast Twitter account, I've been tweeting at the My Little Pony Twitter and My Little Pony movie accounts, encouraging them to come talk to us on our podcast about the movie.
Really?
Well, I'm trying. I don't know. I mean, you know, this is the internet's number one My Little Pony podcast. There's no bigger or better My Little Pony podcast on the internet than this one.
That's great.
So I figure if you want to promote a My Little Pony movie, you should come on the Finley's My Little Pony podcast to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
That only seems logical to me. So I've been trying to agitate with your account at them. The funny thing is I don't even know that the My Little Pony movie Twitter account is the real one.
Maybe they could somehow, like, come on a special episode. Because episode 40 is coming up, you know.
I doubt we're going to be able to get anyone in that time. But here's my question to you. If by some miracle,
yes,
you could convince someone associated with the My Little Pony movie to come talk to you on your podcast,
which would be awesome.
Who would you want? Would you want the writer, the people who wrote the script and made up the story? Would you want the director, the person who sort of puts it all together? Would you want one of the voice actors? And if so, which one? So who do you think would be the most interesting to talk to?
I think it'd be cool to talk to the writer, the person who's writing the script.
Yeah, and I think so too, but why do you think so?
It'd just be cool to talk to the writer, the person who's actually making the movie. I know the director says, like, action and stuff, but the writer is the one who, like, actually writes the story.
Right, it all comes out of their head, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's where the ideas flow from. That's where, you know, all that action the director directs is generated.
Yeah, that's why it's so cool.
Do you have any idea what kind of questions you'd ask the writer if you got a chance to talk to him?
I think I'm going to have to think about that long and hard.
Would you try to get them to tell you some secrets about the movie?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of secret do you think you'd ask about?
Is there going to be a really, really, really special pony on there?
Oh, that's a good one. Like, what kind of new ponies they may be created for this story?
Yeah.
And why? Right? Why they would need to create new ponies.
Yeah, why?
And remind me again, out of all the ponies, obviously the main six are going to be in this movie.
Duh.
But past the main six, what pony are you hoping to see in this movie?
I am hoping to see Piggyback.
That's one of the main six. I said outside the main six.
Okay. I'm hoping to see, let's see, thinking long and hard about this. Let's say Twist.
Twist. Oh, I think that may have been what you answered me before, too.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Twist.
Yes, I am.
So you'd rather see Twist than any of the three Cutie Mark Crusaders?
Yep.
I think that's enough movie talk, and let's get back to the focus of our podcast. What do you think?
Yep.
So, as you said, episode 8 of season 2, and what's the name of this episode?
The Mysterious Ne'er-Do-Well.
Well, I think that was plenty of enthusiasm, so take that enthusiasm into your description of the episode, Miss Finn.
Okay, we start at the little clubhouse of the three Cutie Mark Crusaders, but only one shows up. And it's Scootaloo. She's having a meeting to know about what about a meeting with fellow fans who feel the same way about Rainbow Dash that she does. That she's the most spectacular pony in the whole world and better than any other pony in the whole... Yeah, I think you get my point. They're pretty much fan ponies of Rainbow Dash and what she does, which is... I have no idea.
What kind of stuff... Before the events of this episode, what is Rainbow Dash well known for?
The Sonic Rainboom, and also just these ponies. Well, Scootaloo's there. Just a person who admires Rainbow Dash altogether for just being Rainbow Dash.
She is like the superior athlete of all the ponies, too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's always the person on top.
And haven't we seen in the past that Scootaloo kind of worships...
Pretty much.
Rainbow Dash. Yeah. About everything she does.
Yeah. She's all like, oh my gosh, it's so awesome. I'm so in love. But anyways, so they're trying to figure out, they keep arguing over better words, and then Rainbow Dash is hiding outside of the clubhouse and pretends to be one of the ponies in the crowd and says like a really big word, like super ultra mega amazing or something, but she says it and then they go along with that because, you know, they really like her. So Rainbow Dash is doing some dips in the cloud, like swimming, and she hears someone yelling, so she looks over and she notices that there's a pony stuck down in a well. She flies down there and she quickly tries and gets her out. She grabs her and picks her up and flies her out, and then she notices that there's a crowd around there, and then it begins. Rainbow Dash is going crazy. So she flies out, she notices the crowd, and she's like, thank you, everypony, thank you. She's only just started. She notices that something awful has happened. Some baby carriage has fallen down a random path that goes down to nowhere. It just falls. Why do they even have that? That's like a health hazard, a danger hazard, and like just every kind of hazard there is. You could just be walking down it because there's a path, and then just fall to your doom. So, in this case, this baby is thankfully saved by Rainbow Dash. And by the end of that... She gets even more obsessed in having a crowd around her. She does bows.
Well, how about this, Bentley? After she rescues the baby and everyone's cheering for and celebrating, she says there's something wrong with the baby. What does she say is wrong with the baby?
It's not cheering for me. Every pony's favorite hero, Rainbow Dash.
Exactly right. Somehow... She's upset that even a baby isn't cheering for her. I mean, it's like getting mad at a baby crying at a political rally and making the baby leave. It's the same stuff.
Yeah. And then she just throws the baby to the mom. Poor baby. So, then she notices another big problem, which is, let me think. Oh, yeah. The old people's place, porch bricks, and they all fall to their doom, which is like... It's only two-story high, and it's actually not a long fall. And since they're, like, on a porch, and it doesn't really wood break, they'd just probably be fine. They're on a wood bench, and I said wood. Anyways, so Rainbow Dash gets them down to safety, and this time she just bows, makes her cutie mark in the clouds, and she says, I can't hear you. Rainbow Dash. So, then she notices that there's a pony falling, which I just want to point out. Why isn't anyone noticing that all of a sudden there are all these big problems and, like, no one else is helping but Rainbow Dash? So, I guess they're just leaving it up to her now. Yay!
I agree with you there, Finley. It seems like in the span of a couple hours... All of a sudden, every single pony in Ponyville's life is in danger. Whereas up to this point, in every episode we see, everyone seems to be getting along just fine.
Well, except when the dragon came. You know, like, just usual...
Big things. But
yeah.
Not like this, where just every second you turn around, there's a pony falling or hurtling to its death.
Yeah. It's really weird. So, she saves the day again. So then there's another pony right behind her, falling from an air balloon that has somehow popped, like the whole top has fallen off. And then magically appears, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you that Rainbow Dash got so caught up that even her friends don't even know who she is anymore. They decided to.
We don't want to spoil it there.
No, they were all like, oh my gosh, I think I'm crazy. And then one time when they were taking pictures, Rainbow Dash grabbed Applejack and started taking pictures and says, "You are now my best friend." And she like hugs her and makes different poses with her. So then out of nowhere appears a pony in a purple suit. So she hops into action, grabs the pony from the balloon, and Rainbow Dash streaking off. She's like, while the pony's falling to her doom, Rainbow Dash is just carefully strutting up, and then the balloon falls on her. So, poor Rainbow. But I'm not really sad right now because of how mean she's been. Well, she hasn't been mean. It's just like, she's been a little, even for Rainbow Dash, she's not being herself. Yeah, even though that's pretty much Rainbow Dash altogether, this is, like, not her. So, at the beginning, when we first met Rainbow Dash, I'm kind of getting off topic, but she says, I'd do anything for them. And now you are, but you're only doing it for the fame now. So, she gets crazy, and then the mayor announced that her name is now Mirduel, and as the mayor, she's our new, she's our new caretaker that has to take on every single challenge we have because there's no one else to help. So, then, when another awful thing happens... Alright, so another cart is raging down the hill, and another time, Mirduel shows up after Rainbow Dash cannot do it again. Her strength has possibly gone down. She stops the whole trolley from going, and she's really crazy, because, like, who would go that close to a ledge? Man, it's dangerous. And then somehow she just disappears off into the distant meadows. So, after that, there's another problem. Man, there's so many problems in Ponyville. So, the next problem is that some builders we're getting ready, but one of the machines broke down and started wobbling around, and then it took down the whole new structure. And Mirduel saved a lot of people's lives, while Rainbow Dash only saved one. She knew exactly when things were gonna happen, somehow. So
yeah, Mirduel dashed all in and out of the falling materials.
Like,
and was able to avoid everything, even though it was all around her.
Yeah. How amazing. Then they all said they'd owe her her lives, and Rainbow Dash got all sad. Her face was, like, so crazy, because she thought that even saving one pony, and when all the other ponies were saved, and, yeah, pretty much they all said they owe her their lives, and I would, too, if I was saved for something so amazing. So, after that, they all the main six start talking about how great Mirduel is, and then we get kind of an idea, but I'm not saying what idea that is. Mirduel is apparently now Unicorn and fixes a dam after breaking, and water goes everywhere. She not only saves Rainbow Dash from, like, drowning, because apparently she can't swim. Well, it was, like, some water. I don't blame her. But, like, she couldn't swim, so, like, Mirduel not only saved her, but used her magic, that is purple, to fix the dam. And after that, she does a flyby with somehow being a Pegasus. Can't be an Alcorn, can she? Because we never saw the wings before. So after that, now they're at Tribute Corner and they're like kind of telling him how AJ points out how she really liked about how modest she was. Pinkie Pie liked how her. And Fluttershy thought she was kind for saving everyone's lives. Twilight pointed out that she liked how advanced her spells were. Rarity pointed out how great the outfit was. It made Rainbow Dash really angry. So she left in search for a problem.
Yeah, so, a huff and a huff and a half.
Yeah. She helps Granny Smith across the street by just pushing her. Poor Granny. She didn't even want to cross the street. And then she tries an opening a peanut butter jar by trying using her teeth. When it's really just one of those peanut butter jars where you just hit it a few times and then it just like swipes off.
That's right. She was looking for a problem to solve. And it seems like finally Ponyville sort of returned to normal where there isn't an accident around every corner.
Just everyday little things. Like yeah. You can't open a peanut butter jar. Then she tried mowing the lawn and says, "This grass was saved by terrible, terrible weeds." And someone called her lame and everyone left because
like, what's special about mowing the grass?
Yeah, and opening a peanut butter jar after the lady did most of it. So, after Rainbow Dash tried showing off, because she really can't, after she was kind of, her job was kind of already taken by less self-centered. So then she thinks that Squirt, which is actually Scootaloo, but she calls her Squirt. Scootaloo asks if she wants to come, but she doesn't. Then she gets a great idea, so she runs after Squirt because they're having a great time.
Scootaloo.
Yeah.
Not Squirt.
Oh, I know, but she calls her Squirt.
Oh, I get you. Sorry. Okay.
So she runs after Scootaloo because she has an idea to make Meriduel look bad. Because if she can't beat her, she better just, like, make her look bad. So she goes to the big place where everyone's cheering. She comes out of a big poster, and then Rainbow Dash says, "Meriduel, well, let's see who's under that mask." She runs after Meriduel to see what's under the mask. When she finally catches her, she finds out it's Pinkie Pie. Then two other Meriduels come out of nowhere. One of them is Twilight, and the other's Applejack. I kind of got this feeling, and so did my dad, after a while, because they were kind of, like, pointing out that they were pretty much them, because, you know, they were.
So when did you first figure out that it was them, Finley? I know this isn't the first time you watched
the episode. I know, but when the first time I watched the episode, I figured it out right about when they first, I got kind of a sense that they were going to do something. Oh, there it goes again.
Man, that dark front, you're just too popular, Finley. Everyone knows that they want to talk to you, but only while you're recording
yeah.
the podcast.
Yeah.
So you were saying, what were the hints they gave you that let you know?
The first feeling, I knew they were going to do something after Applejack got all angry because she was being so self-centered and they were all agreeing with her. Of course, they probably figured it out, but when they were at the Shivergoo Corner, it made it positive that they were definitely Meriduel because they were all, like, telling about how great they were, and at the end, Applejack saved the carriage, Pinkie Pie used her pinky sense to know exactly when the craters were about to fall. Fluttershy did the flyby, Twilight fixed the dam, and Rarity made the costumes, which was pretty obvious when she was all like, "Oh, I love the costumes," and Twilight's was like, "It must have took a lot of studying." Man, Twilight. And when she saved the place, and it was pretty obvious that she was showing off, Twilight was being herself and said, "But she is pretty awesome." I don't know what you're saying. The whole episode is pretty much Rainbow Dash getting too caught up in something, and there you go off being a fan pony and being on it. "Oh man, she's so awesome." Twilight, Twilight, Twilight. And the lesson was that you shouldn't let yourself get so crazed about being, you know, like a hero, that even when another one comes to help, you don't go absolutely crazy and thinking only one pony can be the hero. Because Ponyville apparently needs as much help as they can get.
So how did they say it in there? How should you accept defeat with what?
Grace and in humility.
Do you know what humility means?
No.
Humility means where it's being humble. It means
Applejack kept pointing out she was all like, being humble is one of the best things.
Well, do you know what humble means?
She should always be grace and humble. Humble, I'm pretty sure, means don't get so self-centered.
Yeah, humble means like you don't brag about yourself. You don't really talk yourself up.
But you do something great. You just don't be all like Rainbow Dash, like, I can't hear you. Oh, no, there's a problem with the baby. It isn't cheering for everyone's favorite city.
Well, that's exactly right.
Hero, Rainbow Dash.
You do things because they're right. You don't do things because they're going to get you praise and adulation.
Yeah.
And for that reason, and so
you made everyone so scared when you thought, oh no, something's wrong with the baby.
That's what humble means. And so Rainbow Dash certainly was not being that during this episode. So
no.
Good job with the lesson on that one, Finley.
Thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 5 mysterious strangers, how many mysterious strangers would you give this episode?
I'd actually give it a 5 because it shows that even Rainbow Dash, well, actually, I'm not surprised, but Rainbow Dash got so caught up in her glory, like she would do, that she did something really weird. She became a whole nother pony, even though Rainbow Dash is kind of like that all the time. She became a whole nother pony, being all self-centered about heroism. Well,
this episode, out of all the episodes of Season 2, was the lowest rated one on IMDb. The users of the Internet Movie Database only gave it a 6 out of 10 rating, which is by far the worst one. The season. Why do you think people didn't like this episode, Finley?
I think it's just about how many people like Rainbow Dash and just didn't think it was Rainbow Dash. Like, when that one episode about, like, I remember one of the ponies I liked a lot, I said it wasn't exactly them. Because, like, in Pinky Sense, she doesn't always use it all the time, but in a lot of episodes, they make characters look a lot different. And then they change.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing.
Rainbow Dash was all this person, one person, who was all self-centered about not just being, like, she was humble about it. Like, in the beginning episode, like I pointed out earlier, she was like, I'd do anything to help.
Well, that's why.
And then they changed her.
Well, but I was going to say, one of the things I really liked about this episode was the fact that the show remembered that Pinkie Pie had Pinky Sense.
Yeah. At the end, we met another pony for her one line because she moved her out of the way when a vase fell and she said,
Cherry Berry.
Yeah, Cherry Berry said sorry.
Yeah, because this so often as happens is, you know, during one episode, they'll make a really big deal about a character trait that you never heard about before. It just showed up for that episode. And all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. And then after that episode, you never hear about it again.
Oh, it's so sad.
And it kind of felt like that's what Pinky Sense was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, they actually remembered that she had it and used it again.
They used it, I think, for that one time because they were thinking, who would be best in a construction site? Oh, wait, didn't she have Pinky Sense that one time? She'd know exactly when it was falling. I'm so smart, I'll write that down right now.
Because they have seemed to forget about that. And that's, like I said, that's my big annoyance in bad TV writing is, you know, like one episode, a character will have an immobilizing fear of water.
Yeah.
And then 10 episodes later, they're at a pool party playing around. And for some reason,
they've
completely forgotten it because the story demands it.
Yeah. They're having a pool party here. Well, we'll just forget that one can't swim, huh? Too bad for them.
Hats off to the pretty pony writers on this one for the nice callback. So, Finley, from your standpoint, what was your favorite part of this episode?
My favorite part was when Pinkie Pie just somehow knew at the... when in the place where they were talking about how great Meriwether was, Spike wrote every word she said, but, like, wrote it as a biography. So, like, Rainbow Dash was jealous. No, correction. She was really jealous. And when... it was just... she kept going on and on because he was supposed to write every single line.
Now, that was your favorite part, but what was the funniest part then?
The funniest part is at the end because he was called a ghost writer. He said, oh my gosh, it's a real ghost, to get rid of Spike so she could write the real... she wanted to write something to Princess Celestia, but Spike wanted to send his letter.
So you thought that was a funny one?
Yep.
Okay. And what was your least favorite part of the episode?
My least favorite part was... Man, I like that thinking music.
What's the thinking music? Jeopardy?
Yeah, on Jeopardy. Yeah. Least favorite. I got it. My least favorite part...
Do you have your answer locked in?
Yes. My least favorite part is that all of a sudden Ponyville has all these problems, one after another. 1 second, there's no problem, and then boom, there's another one.
Who was the most valuable pony of this episode?
The most valuable was Rainbow Dash. I mean...
You think so?
She was the one who got self-centered, and then finally, she learned a lesson at the very end.
Do you think she really learned the lesson?
Nope.
That she shouldn't brag, and that she should be more humble?
Nope. I bet she's going back to the same old thing the next...
Very nice episode.
Yep.
Well, in that case, do you still think she's the most valuable pony this episode?
The most valuable pony had to actually be those three ponies, the main six, because they were helping Rainbow Dash finally understand that you shouldn't just be so self-centered when you think that there can only be one hero, but with having all these problems one after another, that maybe you need another person to help you. And you even if one does show up and then someone calls it their new hero just because it saves someone, doesn't mean that you should be all like crazy and have a challenge to see who's really better in your book. So, yeah.
I kind of like that answer too, Finley, because in this case, especially Applejack, Pinkie Pie, and Twilight, they didn't lecture Rainbow Dash. They didn't try to yell at her or try to tell her that what she's doing wrong. Instead, they showed her. They got up and did something and made it more real for her than it could have been if they just, you know.
If they just told her, I bet she'd be all like, nah, just let me sign some more papers.
Yeah, they would have just been whatever, and then she would have moved on, but... it really took them stealing her spotlight for her to realize what she was doing.
Yeah, it took her a while to finally notice, and I think she'll be back to her normal self, because not her normal self, that was just a little bit more of Rainbow Dash.
Right.
I bet she'll just be herself, but still be the little boaster she is.
But yes, much more of an extreme version of the one that we see every episode.
Yeah.
There were a long line of ponies that appeared in this episode. So instead of reading off the entire pony roll call, Finley, I was just going to ask you, was there a pony other than the main six that you liked in this episode?
Other than the main six, I'm just glad that we saw two more ponies. I've been, today I was out catching Pokemon with Pokemon Go. So Pokemon and pony sound the same.
Yeah, it's similar.
But anyways, I was out in the sun, so anyways, I'd say that I liked, other than the main six, I liked Spike as his as the Ghost Rider.
The Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
You know, I like the introduction of Mayor Duell as a just sort of a hero that exists in this world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, really, other than Rainbow Dash at the end of that episode...
Yeah.
No one else knows the secret identity of Mayor Duell other than the main six in Rainbow Dash.
Well, I think, wait, there is one more pony.
Oh, Cherry Berry.
Yeah, Cherry Berry was staring at Pinkie Pie like she still had the suit on. She must be like, I'm going to call the mayor right now.
Couldn't they have claimed that they were just dressed up as Mayor Duell for the big parade and celebration that was going on at the time?
No, they were like wearing the exact outfit. The other people were just like wearing a little bit, like hats, or like or were just having posters. Like in Rainbow Dash, they didn't like they wore her little mane, but they didn't like wear every single piece.
So you don't think that they could have kept going on pretending to be Mayor Duell?
No, I don't think they'd buy it.
Because they have a pretty convincing way of throwing people off the scent, as you said, Finley, when we were watching it. First we saw them use magic, and then we saw it fly, Mayor Duell flying, so you said, hey, that's an alicorn.
Yeah.
And everyone thinking that Mayor Duell had to be an alicorn, which at this time in the show, none of them are.
Yeah, sadly.
But... You don't think that would have been enough to throw people off the the trail?
Nope. Okay. I bet Rainbow Dash would probably tell them just to get her heroism back.
So you know a decent amount about the superhero world just because your dad happens to like them as well as your brother and sister tend to like them a lot. So it's all around the house.
Yeah, I do.
So given that, what superhero that you know of is most like Mayor Duell, would you say?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, come on, you could do better than that. I mean, out of the superhero you know, I'm just asking, which one do you think? Especially, you know, in terms of types of powers.
Man, can we have, like, my brother on here for this? I hardly even know most of their names. I just know what they look like.
You know what? That's a good idea. Let's invite them on. Okay, so after a little break there, we ran and got a special guest. So, Finley, do you want to quickly introduce who the special guest is again?
Kanan's back.
Yay!
And who's Kanan?
Kanan is my brother. He's already been on this podcast.
Okay, Kanan. Now, here's why we got you. You watched with us this last episode of My Little Pony, right?
Mayor Duell.
Mayor Duell.
Series Mayor Duell.
Mayor Duell. And I asked Finley, out of all the superheroes that you know...
Which I have no idea. I only know what they look like.
I bet once Kanan says what his answer is, I bet, of course, you know who that is. It may even make sense to you. So, but anyway, the question I asked Finley is, in the superhero world, which superhero do you think is most like Mayor Duell?
Mayor Duell.
Think
long and hard.
What do you think, bud?
Maybe sort of like Batman.
Hey, high five. If we were playing the match game, we would have won, because that's exactly what I was thinking. So,
Batman?
Why do you think it's Batman?
Batman!
They're both so...
Batman can't fly!
Well, just like Kanan, explain. Go ahead, buddy.
Batman doesn't have powers, but he can do, like, a bunch of stuff, like the Mysterious Mayor Duell could. She could fly, she could use magic, and she was super strong. And she had the, like, pinky sense. And Batman sort of can do that with all the special suits and stuff.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Good job, Kanan, because I was thinking along the same lines as you were. That exactly it. Mayor Duell didn't have super strength.
Nope.
And even though Mayor Duell could fly, Batman can kind of fly with his gliders and stuff.
He has a suit and spaceships and...
So, Finley, I take it you don't agree with Kanan and myself?
No. Batman? No, I do not.
What do you think?
Do you have a better answer?
No, I don't. So I'll just go along with it because I have no idea.
Well, Kanan has spoken, and he says Batman. And so, therefore, the official position of Finley's My Little Pony podcast is Mayor Duell is
Batman.
Thank you, Kanan.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Finley. Is there anything else that we need to talk about this podcast?
No.
No?
I'm a horse now.
Why are you a horse?
Because it's nice.
Well, with the thrilling introduction of Mare-Duel as a new hero character in the My Little Pony universe, I think...
I kind of wish it was a new pony. Like, I wish it was someone in the Rainbow Dash crowd that kind of changed their mind about Rainbow Dash. It'd be really cool, because I saw a lot of new and not familiar faces in that crowd, and I wanted, like, one of them to stand up, because they finally noticed that Rainbow Dash wasn't as cool as they thought.
Mm-hmm. And she wasn't the hero the city deserved. It was the hero the city needed.
It's great that they used the main six to teach them a lesson, but it'd be cool to have some new ponies.
Well, if it was a new pony...
New kid on the block.
Would you have wanted to know the secret identity of Mare-Duel at the end of the episode? Or would you rather have it ended with them just revealing that it wasn't any of the main six, and that Mare-Duel was someone else, and we just didn't know who? Which way would you rather it have ended?
I'd rather have ended with a pony... She'd tell them, she'd be all like, well, I finally figured out that you weren't the pony that I've always really thought of. So I've decided to be someone else. I decided to try to be just like you, but more modest.
But would we know Mare-Duel's secret identity?
It'd be so cool if I did. Yep. If it was a new pony, I'd want to know.
See, I would rather they left it a secret. I like the idea that it's a new pony and that it isn't the main six, but I'd rather the mystery still be there.
Then when would you ever figure out who Mare-Duel was?
Well, maybe some episode in the future, but wouldn't that be fun then? Like, maybe they did little things in the background to suggest, like, who the pony was, but you didn't find out right away?
Yeah, I guess so.
See, I like the mystery of it all.
Mystery?
Mm-hmm. Well,
then we just have to put down as, like, a pony, because imagine if it was, like, a pony with a British accent and just said, goodbye, and just somehow
was that your
left
British
there.
Accent? Was that your British accent?
No, I can do better. I can do better.
Well, let me hear your British accent.
No.
Oh, now, see, now, how's everyone going to believe that you can do better?
I can.
So we're just supposed to take your word for it, then?
Yep.
Well... Is there anything else for us to talk about this episode?
No.
Well, from the internet's number one My Little Pony podcast, how do you think things went this time around?
I think it went great.
Well, do you have anything else to say then?
Stay awesome.